BBC News with Marion Marshall. The head of the US Armed Forces, General Martin Dempsey, has said that the air campaign has damaged the Islamic State group, but he's warned that air power alone will not be enough to defeat the militants. He told journalists that a political solution and a ground campaign against the militants would both be needed in Iraq and Syria. Tom Esselmont reports from Washington.
Speaking at the Pentagon, General Dempsey said airstrikes in Syria in recent days were starting to have an effect. The US, backed by the air forces of two Arab states, has targeted oil refineries, said to have been a vital source of revenue for Islamic State jihadists. But the general repeated that it would take more than air power to recapture lost territory. In Iraq, the US would continue to work with Iraqis and Kurds, he said. In Syria, it would take a large ground force of 12 to 15,000 fighters.
Britain is to join the United States and a coalition of Western and Arab nations and take part in airstrikes against the militant group Islamic State in Iraq. Denmark and Belgium have also promised to join the US-led mission. None of the European countries will be involved in attacks on Islamic State in Syria. Here's Mike Sargent.
British airstrikes against IS in Iraq are likely to begin this weekend. But Downing Street has indicated that any action will be more about patience and persistence than shock and awe. There won't necessarily be sorties every day. MPs who backed the government with a huge majority must now wait to see the consequences of their decision. The balance of votes in favour to those against might give the impression of a parliament confident and united in its response to the Islamic State threat. But great unease was expressed in the debate about the future.
The International Committee of the Red Cross has warned that airstrikes in Iraq and Syria are adding to an already dire situation in both countries. The ICRC called on all parties in the conflict to refrain from attacking civilians and civilian targets. Imogen Folkes reports from Geneva.
The ICRC is the guardian of the Geneva Conventions. Its statement spells out to all those involved in the conflict, that means Islamic State as well as the countries launching airstrikes, what the rules of war are. Civilians and civilian objects such as schools, homes and hospitals must not be attacked. Aid workers must be protected and indeed helped to deliver relief to the sick, the wounded and prisoners of war.
Thousands of Muslims have gathered in towns and cities across France to condemn the killing of a French tourist by jihadists in Algeria. Militants linked to Islamic State released a video on Wednesday showing Hervé Gourdel being beheaded. The director of the Grand Mosque in Paris, Dalia Boubacour, France's senior Muslim cleric, told worshippers it had been a cowardly murder. Several hundred people in the crowd applauded his remarks. World News from the BBC. The World Health Organization says more than 3,000 people are now known to have died in the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, out of about 6,500 cases. Liberia has been worst hit by the disease. Our West Africa correspondent, Tom Afesi, reports.
The number of deaths in Liberia is now growing faster than anywhere else. The country has recorded three times more victims than in Sierra Leone and in Guinea. Global leaders have pledged to bring in assistance, but it will take weeks before the promised treatment centres are built on the ground. Some care centres can open only briefly each morning to admit new patients to be treated in the beds whose occupants have died overnight. Medical staff across the region continue to pay a heavy price. Nearly 400 have been infected, more than half of whom have died.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in the United States for a five-day visit. He'll address the UN General Assembly, hold talks with President Obama, and address a large gathering of Indian Americans. Mr. Modi was denied entry to the United States for 9 years after allegations that he was complicit in the 2002 sectarian riots in Gujarat. The European Space Agency says it will make the first ever attempt to land a spacecraft on a comet on November the 12th. The Rosetta craft, which is already orbiting the comet known as 67P, will release a robotic lander in the hope of learning more about the origins of the solar system. BBC News.